This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. More than 326,000 people globally have died from the coronavirus, according to numbers from Johns Hopkins University in the United States. There are nearly 5 million confirmed COVID-19 cases. The United States has the most infections, more than 1.5 million, and the most deaths at more than 93,000. France's health minister said Wednesday there is no sign yet their easing of a lockdown to combat the coronavirus has boosted the epidemic. The latest figures show daily deaths trending lower. France eased its almost two-month lockdown May 11th, trying to revive an economy hit hard by the epidemic. Spain's fragile left-wing coalition won backing from political foes to extend a state of emergency Wednesday as public protests simmered over economic damage and social restrictions during the coronavirus outbreak. Socialist Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez sought to keep special powers for two more weeks to control the easing of restrictions. The country does see a slowdown in deaths and hopes to mostly lift a strict lockdown by the end of June. Brazil's health ministry is recommending the use of anti-malarial drugs to treat even mild cases of COVID-19. President Jair Bolsonaro has pushed for the use of hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine despite a lack of conclusive evidence of their effectiveness. Both Bolsonaro and U.S. President Donald Trump have touted the drugs. President Trump even said Monday he's been taking hydroxychloroquine daily as a preventative measure. Egypt has announced worshippers must stay home for the Eid al-Fitr holiday. That marks the end of the Muslim month, holy month of Ramadan. This is VOA News. As the United States slowly reopens, a new poll finds widespread opposition to rolling back restrictions, with Americans fearing another round of coronavirus infections. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Every state has now at least partially reopened. An APNORC Center for Public Affairs Research survey finds Americans worried about what that will mean. 83% are at least somewhat concerned easing restrictions in their area will lead to more infections. 6 in 10 still favor requiring people to stay home except for essential errands. A solid majority, but down from the 80% who said that last month. The drop is largely driven by Republicans, as President Trump aggressively pushes reopening. Just 45% of Republicans now favor stay-at-home orders. 70% did a month ago. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. tech giants Apple and Google said Wednesday they were offering health authorities